Yeah, Rashid, big physical inside. Right now we're still trying to work on him playing with a little bit better pad level, a little bit quicker, trying to be more of a force inside in terms of his size and length, and trying to improve on a consistent basis each week. Oh, there's no doubt. Like, we talk about it every single day. We, you know, great football teams have more than one leader, and all those guys. We do have a veteran football team, and some of those guys like Tyson and Paul and Croy, the bunch of them, you know, even Trufant, even though he's a young guy, you know, people look up to him as a leader. Warlow, there's a bunch of them, but as a leadership, trying to get more than one guy to be able to do it, yes.
Coach Smith, what are some of the ways you all could try to ramp up the pass rush here in the second half of the season?
Well, I think if you join our defense, I think that will help us out a little bit, put you at the nose tackle position. But, hey we're trying to, you know what I mean? We work in different combinations up front with Coach Quinn and Coach Cox in terms of using different guys, even in our base package in terms of, you know, sometimes putting in some nickel guys in there to play base to generate some better pass rush, working on that on a consistent basis.
How's that looking in practice for y'all?
Well, it's looking pretty good. You know, we worked on it, this week on Monday, and we worked on it again today. We'll continue to work on it throughout the week.
What are some challenges you all may face with the veteran quarterback?
I think Coach Quinn's been with Hasselbeck. He's a veteran quarterback. Matter of fact, if you really look at his quarterback rating right now is better than Luck was, you know what I mean? So he's going to be able to move the football. He's really good against, you know, a lot of teams that he's played against. He does a great job with his eyes. We know him pretty well. You know, they're not going to have to reduce the playbook. He's smart. They're going to do the same stuff. The difference is our mindset is that, you know, with a different coordinator calling the game, you know, we evaluated last week's game that he called, looked at that one, and then also we've gone back to when he was a coordinator at Carolina 2012. Not that they're going to run the zone read like they had with Cam, but just, you know, how does he call the game? And so we'll be well prepared in that particular situation.
What's your philosophy on folks dancing in the end zone?
Dancing in the end zone?
Yes.
Well, you know, I had Von Miller, and Von Miller, after every sack, started dancing, and I'm not one of those guys to show attention to yourself. And so when I went to him, I said, hey, man, we got to knock that off. He said, hey, coach, man, every time I make a sack, if I dance, I give money to charity. I said, well, go ahead and dance all you want. So those things are, it's celebration. You want to have fun playing the football, playing the game, and if that happens, that's fine. You just can't do excessive stuff where you cause your team a penalty.
What about an opponent dancing on your team?
Well, I don't like opponents dancing on us, so we got to try to keep them out of the end zone.